Right, so, fairly important. it's an opportunity to do that, which is a really big deal. A lot of news. Doesn't have a tank full time. What? Yeah, that's just absolutely crazy that it's been that long. To be honest, it's just it's going by so fast, and every year has felt so different to me. You know, it's not. I think people look at careers and they think of this one big storybook of, you know, with every year being a different chapter. And to me, it's almost like every year is its own book, and you know, that's how different the seasons feel to me. And there's so much changes, and it has. You know, 20 or 21 in my first year, and now I'm almost 30, and just like, for everyone standing here that is, you know, almost 30 years old or older than 30, how much did your life change from 20 to 30? How much different did you want to change from 20 to 30? So that's just a huge take on life that just makes things feel different, you know, and I just, it's, every year has its own story and its own feel, and I've enjoyed my lab, and I think that some of it's been really good, some of it's not been so good, but there's a lot of experiences in your lab that I think can both shape you and mold you to be better, and the only thing that you can control, and that's by moving forward.
I'm glad
to run better, win some laps at the end of the year, another great shot, to win, a couple races, in the last month. And I thought that was really encouraging, and to be able to build on those things, to come out, to, perform the way we did on Saturday. Yes, the race was well, but I've enjoyed the regular off season and the things we were focused on, talking about, and thinking about, and trying to make sure we executed properly. And then to go do that, I thought it was just a nice buzz for us. I don't think it's one of those things where it'll make your year, or even break your year if it didn't go well, but certainly nice to know that the things have been zoned in on and pushing, that's the reality of a place like Bowman Gray team. The big thing is our offseason just so short. I think for us it's a little different. Everyone's so, it's been so much time in the world, especially, the guys that, part of the world, the guys that work, with the World Tour guys. I think it's really important for everyone to spend as much time with their families as possible. And I think that's the best way for everyone to recharge their batteries as you go into a new year. And then when January turns and we start getting back in the shape and start having meetings and kind of getting back in the groove, I think that's when we go back to work. But I think it's really important for everybody to recharge, because you're talking, February to November with one athlete this year. And I think those guys having a healthy group of athletes is as important as anything. We're still in class for sure. Stages out and, both in the gutter and get ready for your run and run fire. interesting guy. I think he's healthy for us, bro. You know, that a guy like him is interested in coming and giving us a go. I would love to see some guys from the F1 world. I think that gets a global landscape and a global perspective and group of fans that would probably tune in a little more if they had somebody from wherever. You know, where are those guys, whether it's a Will Hamilton or a Max Verstappen, you know, so I think, you know, somebody like that or either one of those guys would have a huge splash. So I would love to see them come and give a shot. Definitely different, and it's kind of hard to explain.